Today is Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Smarties Day. It's National Walk to School Day. National Coffee with a Cop Day. National Fried Scallops Day. National Pumpkin Seed Day. National Name Your Car Day. And also National Produce Misting Day. Go mist that produce, folks. Long day. I didn't get as much accomplished as I wanted to get accomplished today. I'll be completely honest about that because, hey, you can. I think we were finished talking about the weekend. I was listening to Big Fatty and he was talking, it might have been one of last week's episodes, but he was talking about, I'm turning into Crooked Hat because I'm still talking about my weekend and it's Wednesday. That is common for me because nothing happens during the week. And Fatty, at least he can say, oh, I went for a nipper walk and I went to Jazzercise and I ate a muffin with some cheese on it or something. I don't know. Whatever. He has all these things that he could talk about. And me, it would be, well, I opened a spreadsheet and I entered numbers for the, you know, during the week, it's pretty much just work. And then when I'm done with work, I cook dinner. I have bags under my eyes this week. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, I cook dinner and we watch TV. I usually fall asleep while watching TV and Mark laughs at me because I'm old and I fall asleep watching TV now. And then we go to bed. It's not, there is nothing that happens during the week, pretty much. And so my weekends, if things happen over the weekend, I have to drag that shit out so I can fill up the time. And that's just how it is. Because more, not that my life is super exciting on a general day-to-day basis. We do travel quite a bit, so that's fun. And that gives me stuff to talk about. That's why when I go on a trip for 3 weeks, you guys are hearing about the trip. Because other than that, I'm just going to be telling you about spreadsheets that I created. And nobody wants that. Nobody wants that. I was listening to, and I assume Kathy Bacon is not up to date with this podcast. Because I was listening to her, one of her more recent episodes, and she started this contest for the gay mix. And she says, Adam doesn't listen to my little show. So, you know, this is Daniel listens, but Adam doesn't. And that's not true. I'm now listening. So that's wrong. But, and I told her what, a week or two ago, I mentioned on this very show that I was listening to Epitome. And she must be behind on Geeky Gay, or maybe she doesn't listen to Geeky Gay consistently. Who knows? It's fine if she doesn't. Unsubscribed. But I am listening to Epitome, and everyone should go subscribe. It is interesting to listen to. And I listened to that today because a new one dropped today. And I don't know what I was going to say about that, but I listened to it. All right, so we finished talking about the weekend. We have contact, so let's listen to this contact. How about, oh, you know what? I'm not going to fall into that trap again because I've got to fix my script. I have got, guys, get on me to fix my script. I am such a procrastinator. Every time I go in to play a voicemail, I remember, oh yeah, I didn't fix the script. And so when I go in to try to play it, there's no file there. And then I have to go to Twilio and I have to find the voicemail and then I have to fill time while I'm doing it. And if I just went and fixed the script, to work, I wouldn't have to go through all of this, and you guys wouldn't have to hear me talking about it every single time I try to play a voicemail. I'm almost there, folks. Almost there. But I filled the time, right? Okay, here we go.
Adam.
Scott. Auntie Scott.
This is your Auntie
Mr.
Scott.
Mr. Auntie Scott.
Drew said that I should call and say, I hate you, but Drew loves you, so I have to talk to you. So
oh,
I said that for Drew because he got a chuckle. Sweetheart, first of all, if I did not love you, I wouldn't give a shit what you ate. But because I love you, and unless you do something heinous, me or Drew or some innocent child, I won't stop loving you because you eat foolishly, eat Chick-fil-A. And Chick-fil-A is not the point here. The point here is that I wanted to express the fact that I indeed do love you and will not stop loving you unless something horrible happens. And the second thing is I am incredibly proud of you for saying what you felt and suffering whatever consequences would come from that expression, because that's a difficult thing to do.
It is.
Especially when you're not used to it. And I understand it. I avoid conflict with everything in me. I don't like it either. I don't like to be viewed as anything but a swell guy.
It's easier on a podcast.
I'm very proud of you, and you should be proud of yourself, not for eating Chick-fil-A, but
okay,
for expressing yourself at whatever cost. So the therapy is working, and your work is working, and I love you, so don't worry. Bye.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for calling. That makes me feel so good that you call. Yeah, it is hard. Folks, it is easier on a podcast. It is definitely easier on a podcast because for whatever reason, when I'm behind a microphone, it is a little bit easier for me to speak my mind. Not a lot easier, but a little bit easier. And I can say stuff jokey, and then it just seems like I'm joking or whatever. But it is, for anyone who wasn't listening two or three episodes ago, Auntie Scott called, said something about Chick-fil-A. We have a disagreement, and I just said, I'm going to say how I feel, even though inside it kind of is painful for me to disagree with people out loud. For various reasons. If you guys have been listening for a long time, you know, maybe I have a new listener today. You never know. And so along those, well, anyway, thank you so much for telling me that, Auntie Scott, because it is good to hear that my friends will still love me unless I do something heinous to a child. I would like to know what heinous, like what category of things, if I tripped a child, would that be heinous or just funny? If it was on a soft surface, you know? Anyway, thank you for calling. I have a smile on my face now. I appreciate it. All right, so along those lines, and yes, I'm really trying to make progress in this therapy. I'm trying to force myself to do uncomfortable things. It is slow. It is a slow process. Even being completely authentic with my therapist is hard. This is where I'm at. It's difficult. But we decided together that it might be good. And she did not bring it up. She is not a MD therapist. And so she is a, you know, licensed whatever. Oh, my phone is on loud, and that's kind of loud, but she's a licensed, you know, marriage and family, whatever they're called. She's one of those, so she can't prescribe medicine. But I said to her, it is so painful going through my day. I have so many meetings a day, every day, and the older I'm getting, the more anxious I get. I get anxious before every single meeting because I don't know what people are going to think of me. I don't know if I'm going to piss someone off. I don't know or my engineer is going to think I'm an idiot because I'm a product manager and I'm not an engineer. And even though I do know a lot of stuff, am I going to say something stupid? And I'm just getting more and more and more anxious. One of the reasons I started therapy is because of this. And I said, although I feel like I am making strides in the therapy, maybe medication would help take the edge off of my emotions a bit. And most of this is internal. It's not like I walk around screaming, crying, gnashing teeth or whatever, but I am feeling stuff on the inside all day long, every day. Even stupid stuff like, oh my God, this person is really riding my ass on the freeway. Do they think I'm driving too slow? Are they mad at me? Even silly things like that. And she said, you know what? I think there are times when that is helpful. And if you think, you know, if you are interested in seeking that out, she said, we can put you in touch with a psychologist that is an MD and, you know, whatever. So I had an appointment today. I had to go through all of my shit. She asked me a million questions. And she said, you know what? I think you would benefit. I think you are struggling with anxiety. And I think that a little something something would help along with your continued therapy. And so not only am I doing therapy, but I just picked up my prescription today. We'll see if it makes my ding dong floppy. I hope not. You know, just to take the edge off some of this anxiety I have, because it feels horrible. I make light of it, but it is not a good feeling at all. It is difficult being me. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.